This is the podcast you wouldn't want to miss. Get your all-important dose of what's hot and what's not, according to Dino. Oh, just listen, okay? Because this podcast will make you think or not, entertain you, and sometimes piss you off. In any case, it'll be interesting. And Dino will make you come back for more. This is not bullshit. This is Morning Kickoff Footy Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Morning Kickoff. My name's Dean Williams, I'm your host, and with me today I've got Gazza and Joel.
Drum roll.
Gazza's
in the house.
For those who don't know, on TikTok, Gazza, we have to dig up every morning, dig him out of the ground, take all the daisies out of his ears so he can listen. Gazza is officially the oldest podcaster in the world.
Official.
Officially the oldest podcaster in the world.
And runs like a gazelle.
And covers so much ground. We all play eight a side on Wednesday and Fridays. Two guys that are not with us at the minute, Turner and Squidman. Squidman is getting married. He's not going to be on it for the next 4 weeks. Turner's got a cough. Fuck off. Right, okay, lads. Shout outs.
I've got two. I've got Ryan and Jamie. Just one of my friends. And
Ryan, and that's it.
And that's all the Facebook group. Yeah. So they've been listening and they've been enjoying it. So give a shout out to them this week.
Good. Gazza, got any shout outs?
I'm only going to do one, and that's all the guys that play football with us on 8-a-side. Like, a big shout out to all the boys.
Yeah, big shout out to all the lads that play football with us on a Wednesday and Friday. All the new lads that are coming in as well. It's a pleasure to have you all. Now, my shout-outs are these. On episode 4 or 3, I can't remember. Anyway, Turner upset quite a lot of people. Now, I've got quite a lot of fans in Liverpool. And I've also got quite a few friends that support Everton. Unbeknown to me, I did know of two, but it seems that Turner has upset the fraternity of Everton, the Toffees.
That's a bad group to upset as well.
It's a really bad group to upset, because they're not happy at the best of times. But what they do is they will make their feelings known. Yeah. So they kind of like call Turner out on social media, my social media to be honest, on Tear Away Podcast social media. Shout out going to Jay Shields, Jasper, good friend of mine, Everton supporter. Cole Palin, also called out Turner, Everton supporter. Paul Sterling, Spurs, one of the lads at 8-a-side. Sam and Paul Aitken. Now, who knew? Paul Aitken and Sam blending in of Grimsby. Who knew that? I never. But anyway, they've just come back from Portugal on they had a honeymoon in Portugal. They've just come back. It was a surprise wedding, took everyone by surprise. Paul was gay for the last 30 years of his life, but apparently now he's married to Sam.
Funny that.
Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, weird.
Roy Munson, Man United supporter, Grimsby. How you doing, fella? Shout out to you. Zoe Coolham, haven't seen you for a little while. Grimsby, sexy lady. Shout out to you. Also, Jace's sister as well. So I've got to be really respectful with that. And the last one from me is Nikki Nelson. Nikki Nelson from Uncle Deanie. All right. Again, someone else from Liverpool. I've got a massive following in Liverpool.
Yeah, you have.
There's a band called The Christians.
Right. Mm.
They're friends of the Tear Away Podcast show. They're friends of that.
Big band?
Harvest have you for the World.
Never heard of them?
Harvest for the World. You fucking must have heard that song. It's everywhere.
He's too young.
Harvest for the World. Mm. Gary Christian. I got quite a lot of celebrity friends from Liverpool, if I'm honest. But anyway, not going to name drop. So that's the shout outs for today. We shall then do a shout out to Turner.
Oh, coughing. Oh,
coughing Turner.
No one can hear this.
Yeah, but we can.
No one can hear what is going on. We've got Tina Turner playing in the headphones. That's for you, Tina.
Get well soon, my man.
Yeah. Well, I think he's got what I've got. And that took me.
COVID.
What an attitude.
That's always the ones that.
Fuck. You fucking wanker. Take you fucking. You fucking wanker.
I think the funniest thing out of all of that, you were pressing all the words that weren't swear words, and then the beeping board's going away for just the swear words.
For those who can't hear, there's a lot of expletives being said, and you probably hear them, but on the podcast, they won't hear it because it was all being bleeped. I just got the bleep timing.
Completely wrong.
Completely wrong. Shout out to Squidman as well. He's getting married. So he's not going to be doing the show for a few weeks. He's got his honeymoon as well. He's in need of plates. So if anyone out there has got any plates, Squidman of Chichester needs plates. Apparently it's a thing that they do at the wedding. They've got to throw plates, smash them. Like Greek thing, you know? Chomp, chomp, smash, smash, splash, splash. Send him to Squidman. Find him on social media. He loves a bit of Instagram. He loves getting his face on there and his beard and bald head. And he's like a teddy bear. You'll know Squidman when you see him. It looks like a teddy bear.
If all else fails, just pop into M&S in Chichester.
Yeah, and anyone who's in M&S, Marks and Spencer's Chichester, help yourself to any of the food there. You don't have to pay for it. Just say that Squid said you could go in there and eat for free.
To be fair, I went and looked at him the other day. And went into M&S for a bit of ice cream. Very hot day. I thought, I need to get something. Hopefully Squid was going to be there and give us a little deal or something.
Meal deal?
No, a little 20%
meal
off.
Meal deal? You're going to get a meal deal on an ice cream?
Yeah, 20% off, 40% off. Did he even offer?
How selfish.
Was he in? Was Squid in as well?
He got me, I've got to say, in his defence, Squidman did bring me some walnut whips.
I saw, yeah, you took them to
Italy. I love that. I took them to Italy as well. I buy it. They come in boxes of freeze. Do you all remember walnut whips? Walnut whips and there's something else that he got me as well. No, he didn't get me, but I do have, when I go in there, is it's like chocolate with Rice Krispies. And I don't know what you call them, millionaires?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The little balls and the pots, is it?
That's a yogurt.
The square thing. No. You're thinking of bullets.
No. Buller rice. No, the little pots that they come in and there's like...
No, it's a massive thing like that.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Proper yeah, that's paint pot size.
You're getting smaller and smaller, I would say.
It's proper that big.
Yeah, it's a tub of chocolate.
A tub of chocolate, but it's... I think it's either Rocky Road or Millionaire. Yeah, something like that. Love them. Get them in Marks and Spencer's BP garage. I took them to Italy. Love walnut whips. They're just fantastic.
Why are they? What's sauce on top of it?
The walnut.
Walnut.
Mm. And it's got a whip underneath. That makes it a walnut whip.
That's my mum's favourites, to be fair. She really likes them.
That and Prosecco. She's flawless.
she wakes herself up for walnut whip.
Straight on the Prosecco. So and walnut whip. Shout out to Joel's mum. Anyway, just picking herself up off the floor. 7 o'clock this morning, bless her.
You are listening to the Morning Kickoff Footy Podcast. No bullshit. No bollocks. No fucking idea.
Something that I want to talk about. So you on TikTok, you can listen to this as well. Joel and Gazza and all the listeners of Morning Kickoff Podcast. Something that I've recently been directed to on Facebook, and it's called Andy's Man Club. And what it's about, or their overall aim, is to halve the number of suicides in men under 45. They go on to say, I know that's a massive task, but it's something to strive for. Even if we only manage a quarter, we will have done something amazing. Andy's Man Club has been growing from social media. Lots of people are just starting to hear about the club as Luke and the team get more and more coverage for the cause. So I'm giving them coverage as well. Andy's Man Club is run exclusively by unpaid volunteers each day from Central Halifax in West Yorkshire. Now, there are other ones. If you feel you need to talk, and things are getting a little bit too much, you can go and look on Facebook and look at Andy's Man Club. They're in all different areas. Scotland, England, it's not just in Halifax. That's been grown. It's a fantastic thing. Provides a safe space for people to go and chat, get things off the chest, not be judged, and you're just with like-minded people. Go and do it. Andy's Man Club. It's excellent.
Yeah, we've used that. It's through work, actually, because we've quite a lot on mental health through the HSS world, and that's one of the groups that we've mentioned on the various talks as well. So,
yeah, it's something that was pushed to me, I think a couple of weeks ago, a lad in Barnsley, Lee. Shout out to Lee as well in Barnsley. Lee Brotherton will be going to Stockport, I think, and we're staying in... Shout out to Steve Pexman as well, because that's who we're staying with, in where he lives, in near Manchester somewhere. I'll remember it later, but anyway... Yeah, I thought it was an amazing thing that they do. They've just climbed some peaks in the Peak District somewhere, some mountain things.
Oh, right.
A load of men all got together, kids as well, and they spent the day going and climbing that, which I thought was great. Great for the mental health as well. Mm. Do you take care of your mental health, Joel?
Try to.
You've got two kids. I don't think that's helping your mental health.
No, it's definitely not helping the grey hairs, that's for sure.
You're 24. Grow up.
Exactly. That's why you should have it.
You're 24. You haven't got grey hairs. You're ginger. You look like Jay. So for those who can't see Joel, Jay from EastEnders, not ginger thing, that's Joel.
I'm not ginger.
You are ginger.
No way.
You're not grey. What colour is that?
Brown.
Brown, my ass. That is ginger.
What would you say?
Ginger.
I ain't got ginger.
What do you think he is?
Brownie ginge.
TikTok, have a look at this. What colour do you think Jay is?
Yeah, not ginger.
You are defo ginger.
Nah, look the same.
Ginger.
Nah, I can't even read that far.
Is Jay from EastEnders, is he ginger? He's ginger, isn't he? Ginger bollocks. Well, I don't know about that. You're not getting them out.
Ginger nuts.
Ginger nuts.
But yeah. I think my brother, he's just done two. What are the peaks called? Snowdonia? Something. There's another
two. Three peaks, haven't you? Ben Nevis, Snowdonia, and the one in the Lake District, which I've just forgotten. And I've
Kilimanjaro?
No.
In the Lake
not District. Not that one.
Everest? Mount Everest?
No. But he did.
In UK.
He did all three within 24 hours.
Really?
Yeah. All for raising awareness.
See, that is a fantastic thing to do.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Fantastic.
How was he did that?
We did seven peaks in 2 days up in the Lake District. That was tough, but yeah good.
Yeah, and my cousin is currently doing from Scotland all the way down to Plymouth.
Really?
Walking the whole way. Yeah, just camping out, walking.
Why?
And he's
raising awareness for something.
Yeah, I think it's to do with cancer. He's doing he's trying to get £1,000. He's at £6,000 already. So he's earned a fair bit.
So where can people donate so I can say it on the live?
It's on the Just Giving. We put it on your page on Facebook so people follow.
Okay.
Dino socials.
So for those who are on TikTok, I will put a link for what Joel is talking about. Who's doing it?
Your brother? My cousin,
your
Joe.
Your cousin.
Yeah.
So Joel's cousin, Joe.
That's a mouthful.
He's walking
ginger.
From Scotland to Plymouth to raise awareness for some kind of cancer charity.
Yeah.
So I'll put that on my TikTok and I'll put it on my Facebook.
Yeah.
Let you all know and then you can all do what you got to do. We love a bit of sharing.
And he's just finished Scotland and he's just kind of making his way into England now. But it's like, you follow his Instagram, it's like the places that he sees. Like he's he's showering in like springs, lakes. Not doing anything, like not popping into IKEA or something, or going to a gym for a quick shower. He's proper getting into it.
So basically, folks, don't drink any water that's coming down from Scotland because it's bound to be contaminated
if
with athlete's
see
foot.
A smelly man, that's my cousin.
Anyone see Andrew Flintoff?
Yeah, saw his face.
Fucking
wow. Oh, I did see something, yeah. I didn't actually look what happened.
So Andrew Flintoff was doing Top Gear.
Yeah.
Did a stunt with no seatbelt, no harness.
Right.
Flipped over.
Oh.
From what I understand, and only from the press, it's, I don't know how accurate it is, it caused significant amount of damage to his face.
Oh.
But also, when you look at the photos of him with the England team, is with the England team to help them and encourage them and do whatever it is they're doing, but I think it's also to help him get out as well.
Yeah.
He's quite disfigured.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was a good looking lad.
Just doing a Top Gear stunt, is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's not the first time you've got...
No, he's done it. Yeah, it's been a few, hasn't there?
Yeah, I think he was putting himself out there to be the idiot.
Right.
So they were loading it up and going, oh, let's see how far we can push for it. I mean, one of them, I watched him, they strapped him into a car and he just drove it off a fucking bridge. A bungee jump. Right. It was a world record bungee jump with a car attached. And he did that. But he was doing so many silly things on Top Gear. And he was, I mean, even with England for the cricket, he was doing crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And I just think this one thing was... just went too far.
Reconstruction, isn't he, on his face?
Huge. His nose is not even... You can see that one side of his nose is missing.
Mm.
So that's been re-sculpted and it's not... It doesn't look normal and it's complete... It's over here. His jaw is all gone.
Why is he not wearing a helmet, though, for a stunt?
It's just one of them things. I think they're all going to...
That won't get picked up, will it?
If we're hearing it, it's going to come up.
I swear, they're getting closer.
They're getting closer. I think they're waiting for me to go back in the ground. I think that's what it is.
They're following the trail.
For those on TikTok, you cannot hear this. We've currently got about 10,000 seagulls above. They can smell Gary. We dig Gary up every morning, everyone. All right, there's no word of a lie. We dig him up out of the grave. We take all the stuff out of his ears and eyes and nose and everything, and we just dust him up a bit. Bring him in for the podcast, and then we take him back into the ground again where he goes to sleep. All right, that's how old Gary is. Seagulls can smell him, and the seagulls are hovering above, and it's creating havoc with the podcast. So all I can hear is seagulls.
I'm sorry, it's the piss that I think.
all down his leg, innit?
Absolutely disgusting.
Are you saying we don't clean you up good enough?
Well, you know, the nappy's working all right now.
What's some man talk? Listen on Morning Kickoff Footy Podcast.
As we didn't really want to not do a podcast whilst I was in Italy, I took the recording studio out there and we dialed in. So the first time we did it all on WhatsApp, and the second time, I think we did it on WhatsApp again, didn't we? Second time?
WhatsApp, yeah. WhatsApp video we did, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was an absolute nightmare. So we ended up, the editing process didn't go to plan. The episode went out, which is out now. I think it's episode 4. It's been edited for the first 20 minutes and really unedited, with swearing, belching, pauses. It's just everything that shouldn't be in a podcast is in the podcast. So if you want to listen to a really, really bad podcast, listen to episode 4. It's out now. Go and listen to that. But anyway, we're back from Italy now. We're all in doing the podcast together. There's no phone calls. We're not even ringing up Tina Turner tonight. We're just doing it straight podcasting with a little bit of TikTok live thrown in as well. Let's go on to roundup of the weekend's results. We had England playing Ukraine.
Yeah. Ukraine. Joel was the only one that got the result right when we had a little guess last week.
I thought I might. Didn't I say it was going to be a draw?
Yeah, 1-1 you said.
Yeah.
Can I just say... In episode 4, when we was talking about the Premier League results, I was calling them out. I think I got 3 right.
No, you didn't.
Can you prove that?
Well, yeah, it's on the episode. I listened to it when I was in Strasbourg. I say it quite clearly. West Ham are going to demolish Luton 3-1. And then I said about Notts Forest probably going to go 1-0 up against Chelsea, then lose 3-1. So I got that one wrong. But I did get 2 or 3 of us correct.
Okay.
And you're writing these down, so you should be telling us what we did last week and how well we did. No, we're not doing last week's. I thought you wrote down last week's.
Yeah, then you realised there wasn't any fixtures because we were doing the wrong leagues, weren't we?
I wrote down that we was going to do England.
We did England, not got it right.
Not knowing there was no Premier League. I thought England's game was further in the future.
All right,
so yeah. I assumed we had a full Premier League championship. And by the time I'd read it all out, we realised I was talking about the 16th or 15th of September. So it is what it is. Yeah, so England, Ukraine, Joel got the prediction right, 1-1. I didn't see the game because I was in Italy and I had no internet for large periods of the day, being 6.5 miles up a mountain.
It was just standard England, really. It was like Southgate. As soon as you see the lineup, it was, what is the point of even watching it? Because you just knew what to expect.
Yeah, I saw some highlights earlier today and just listened to a couple of shows, people talking about it. Yeah, it's the same thing, sort of, you know, Henderson, why did he play the whole 90 minutes?
Played the whole 90?
Yeah, what's the point? You've got so many good players on the bench.
So many attacking players. I mean, it was there for the taking and you've got 2 defensive midfielders on the pitch.
I think we called the team last week as well. Do you remember who played out of the team that we predicted? Because we said Henderson would play. If we start with a forward, it was obviously going to be Kane.
Yeah.
And I think we said it was going to be Foden.
So it was Madison, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Madison.
We said Madison would feature, and Bukaya.
Starboy.
You know the lad.
So do you want me to run through the 11?
Yes.
So up front, the front 3 were Madison, Kane and Saka. Midfield 3, Henderson, Rice and Bellingham. Back 4, Chilwell, Guy, Maguire, Walker and Pickford in goal.
Why is Maguire starting that? We called it last week. Mm. He was going to start. People aren't really going to want to watch Maguire.
But he's being phased out.
Yeah. Well, I think Southgate was alluding to that as well.
Did you say Levi Colwell played?
No.
He didn't make it?
No, chill.
He's in the squad.
Guy, the Palace.
Yeah.
The other centre-back.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what about that young teenage lad that I said about who plays for Brighton? Was it
Colwell?
No.
No, that's who he was.
It's
last
Chelsea.
Season. What was it?
I haven't got the team in front of
me. Oh, you dunk.
Dunk. Okay. That young spring chicken. How did he get on?
You were
31-year-old dunk.
I didn't realise he was 40, for fuck's sake. I thought he was a young kid. I'd never heard of him. I just thought he was a new kid coming through.
For an international, he only made 3 substitutions. Two of them were 65th minute and one was in the 86th minute.
This is what they were saying. He's leaving it too late. And then with 1-1, when you take off Madison, who's creating loads of goals.
Taking off Bellingham.
And Bellingham, who's been banging them in for Real Madrid. Yeah. So why would you take those two off?
Southgate bought back the pride of wearing the England shirt, in my eyes.
Yeah.
And took us further in competitions than what we'd done for you know, since 86 or 1990, or I can't remember, whatever, anyway, taken as fever. And it seems to me, reading the press when I was travelling back from Italy, it's run its course with Southgate now. It may well be that this is the perfect opportunity for Graham Potter to take over the kids and to do what he was doing, and he did really successfully at Brighton, and do with England, because I feel he's an upgrade on Southgate, as opposed to Southgate was tactics. Great.
I think tactically,
Graham Potter is an astute manager. Pep Guardiola rates Graham Potter, and you could see what Graham Potter was trying to do, but with an inflated squad of 37 players, going to train 37 players? Yeah. Come on.
Can't keep all them happy.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. No manager could do it. Tuchel couldn't do it, Potter couldn't do it, Lampard couldn't do it, and Pochettino couldn't do it. Nah. So I think Potter, right now, going into England, as Turner would say, that's a good shout, Dino. That's a good shout.
He's a great shout. I didn't actually think of that, but he's perfect for the England job.
And all the years he's done the tactical training, the background training, he's been with the best managers in the world. Yeah. Ancelotti shadowed, he's been with Pep Guardiola, he's been with Mourinho. He would be a massive asset to England. And I think he would set them up to be on the next stage of winning the finals.
Do you know what I like about him as well? Is that he's done it at the low leagues as well.
Exactly.
Like, he actually appreciates and he's worked his way up to the very, very top.
And you've only got to look at what Brighton are achieving now and what they finished with last year.
Yeah.
Massive. Yeah. It was all set up by Potter. It's what he'd been doing.
Yeah.
And that's why Chelsea went in for him. But I think, me personally, that's what I would say about the England team. And I've got to say, let's change the subject slightly. Bellingham for Real Madrid.
It's unbelievable.
Like, he's fitted in like a glove. He's commanding that team.
Yeah.
Where he's a young kid, he's actually commanding and telling the team what to do and dictating the play. He's orchestrating that Real Madrid team. Unbelievable confidence.
20 years old and he's a captain already. Yep. He's a born leader, isn't he?
Born leader.
Yeah.
Born leader.
And he's like, people say he's got too big of an ego, he's too arrogant. Not when you back it up. That's the thing. If you've got talent and you can back it up, it's not arrogance. It's just better.
Exactly. It's a different quality. Like Ronaldo, like Messi.
Yeah.
Completely different.
Yeah. Although Ronaldo is arrogant, but every single time he backs it up. Every single time.
Yeah.
So it's not arrogance, really.
But anyway, going back to the England team, like I say, I was in Italy, so I didn't get to see it. Play, terrible.
Went the goal down early-ish, didn't we?
Yeah.
Got caught. No one tracking, really. And then Walker scored his first England goal.
Was it his first one, was it?
Yeah.
England 1-0 down, didn't they?
Yeah.
And Carl Walker got his first England goal after 70th cap, I think it was.
Yeah.
This is what I've said to you, right? When Kane has got to play a top match...
Doesn't pick.
He goes to shit.
But the ball he put in for Walker for the goal was unbelievable. It was a 30-40-yard ball.
Yeah. And even the Ukraine's goal is funny. There's a screenshot of like the moment they made that pass, and Maguire is marking our other centre back. He's grabbing our own centre back in the box. There was nobody there to actually get the ball.
And Rice didn't track the man that scored. Was his Arsenal teammate, wasn't it?
Yeah,
wasn't tracking. So
yeah, he's just one of those. We had a decent amount of shots. Like Saka had a fairly good game. A goalkeeper made an unbelievable save from Saka. Tipped it onto the crossbar. But yeah, just a bit lackluster. Didn't really do lots of possession, didn't do anything, and then Ukraine were quite quick on the counter. Yeah, not too much to do. Mudrić, terrible against Walker.
Really?
Yeah. That's what happens when you've got that much pace, you can't actually do anything with it if you've got Walker running side by side with you.
He's probably one of the fastest right backs in the league.
I think they were saying on one of the radio shows today, who's the best fullbacks ever been?
Chilwell had a shocker, apparently.
Yeah, he wasn't that good either. Walker had a good game, but yeah, Chilwell. There wasn't many good players, to be fair, on Saturday. And I don't actually know how many people watched it. I think it's one of those that people thought, well, I think I'd rather just go to the pub or something than watch Ukraine versus England. But yeah, who would you say best fullback ever to play the games, or a list of them?
Any country.
Any country, yeah, any country. Walker's got to be up there. He's won everything except for the World Cup and Euros.
Carlos, was it Carlos at Real Madrid?
Roberto Carlos.
He was unbelievable. But I would say, yeah, Roberto Carlos and Dani Alves.
Stuart Pearce.
What?
Fullbacks, any? Tom Fulham, you want to mention?
You've got one of your players is wanting to leave again, isn't he? He's kicked off about leaving in January now.
Oh, yeah, Pellini still.
Yeah, still. What's wrong with a boy? He's just he could have gone in this.
No, Fulham pulled the plug, and that's why he's annoyed.
Really?
Because they couldn't get anyone.
Oh right.
They wanted to get
they couldn't get the price that they wanted for him.
No, I think they got the price they wanted. Bayern Munich left till the last day, the day before, it was 24 hours to sort out a replacement. And we tried three apparently. We tried Højbjerg, who wasn't too open to the idea or couldn't get it done in time. We tried Scott McTominay as well. But they wanted something ridiculous, like 45 million for him, which is not worth 45 million.
He's been told he can leave, apparently.
Yeah, and now it was right at the very end of the transfer. He went, "Oh, I think I will listen to some offers now." I was like, "Well, you left it to the last minute, and now Fulham go in for you, and it was just too late." So yeah, Fulham pulled the plug. Pellini's not happy, but he's a class act. He will play. He will play for us, and he will give it his all. But yeah, it's a bit of a shame. He's too good for us.
And for Spurs as well, Gazzy, you've got a Croatian under 21 player.
He's 16-year-old centre back. Yeah, it looks like we're just about to sign.
He only wants to go to Spurs. Doesn't want to go anywhere else. Yeah. He only wants to play. Is it Vujic?
Yeah, Vujstovic or something.
Yeah.
He's 16. He's been in the first team. He's played 7 or 8 games already. But he's going to stay there, and we get him when he's 18. And then they reckon he'll be ready for the Premier League then.
As we're talking about Spurs, Freddie Travis 253, thoughts on Hyde United. Are they playing Scunthorpe? Are you in Scunthorpe's league? Is that the fucking northern league of Division 11? Hyde, and I think it's Fylde and all that shit. I think where Grimsby was in the non-league, I think we played.
Yeah, there is a Hyde.
Hyde, isn't that down with your lot?
It's down, yeah, I think they're down.
Not Hyde. In Deal.
Oh, that's what I was thinking of.
No, Hyde. H-Y-D-E.
Hyde United.
Hang on a minute. I need to look at this. Yeah, Hyde United.
They just lost 3-0 to Lancaster City. So
they lost shit. You lost 3-0. Freddie, we think they're shit. They lost 3-0. Next question, please. FTC6SUK. Fucking hell. What kind of a name is that? Hello, anyway. Hi. Mr. Sammy, thank you very much, sir. Well done. I can see. Hi, Silver Mist. How are you?
You see, you're Italy, North, what's it called? Macedonia.
The P imaginary. I got a problem, mate. Can you help? No, but I've been told by Gaza, Viagra does fucking sustain it for a couple of hours.
I think she want to talk about Man United and all the issues they're having at the moment.
Oh, they haven't.
Man United are in... massive decline, same as Chelsea at the minute. I mean, Chelsea are going through obviously Gazza knows Pochettino more than what I do, but they're going, it's a year you're really going to write it off, because they've got a lot of young players now. They're trying to galvanise a young squad. They've got rid of 40 players in the summer. They're now trying to get a team to play in some kind of a way that it's new, whether they did it with Mourinho, Conte, and now with Pochettino. They tried it with Frank Lampard, they tried it with Potter, and they did it with Thomas Tuchel. So it's now, this is the way it is for them. And Ten Hag has now taken over and has steadied the ship, and now he's trying to implement his way of doing things. But it's just this year, for some reason, it's just not working.
Seems to be a few panic buys, but looks like he's upset Sancho, isn't he?
Yeah. Jadon Sancho. But there's a meeting on Monday. Mm. Is that today? Today's Monday.
Yeah.
So I think there's a meeting today as to the comments of Jadon Sancho, why he said what he said.
Mm.
And Ten Hag to
his
explain.
Instagram, though?
Yes.
It wasn't that bad what Sancho said.
Don't believe everything you hear about me.
Yeah.
I'm here for the cause I'm committed and I'm ready.
Which is directed to Ten Hag, but...
Indirectly.
Yeah. But it's one of those that he's not always been like the most easy manager to get on with, from what I've seen with other players as well.
A few little things, yeah. And then obviously they got the thing with Anthony now, haven't they? He's on extended leave, so...
Isn't this for domestic abuse?
Mm. Yeah, out in Brazil. I think his ex-partner or something, because he's gone out to Brazil to play for Brazil, and they're now actually looking into the investigation while he's out there. So now while he's in the country, they're doing all their investigations. So
out of this country, or
it's back home in Brazil. Oh, right, okay. Yeah,
so it's likely he could go to prison.
Probably, yeah, by the sounds of it. But what they're getting in trouble with Manchester is that apparently they've been caught trying to cover it up a little bit.
Yeah,
so that's the bit that they're in for. So they've actually tried to cover up this domestic abuse. So they've had Greenwood, domestic abuse, allegedly.
Ryan Giggs.
Yeah.
Coercive control.
So if you drink Stella,
wife beater.
You're a good footballer. Yeah. Manchester's your sport.
There you go, Turner. There's hope for you yet, mate. Yeah.
Never pull out Turner.
Yeah. Yeah, never pull out Turner. That's why he's got 12 kids, whatever it is.
And
got.
You see their market share as well. Dropped to the lowest that it's ever been.
Yeah, but half of this is because the Glazers,
are
dragging out the Prince of Saudi Arabia, whatever it is, not following up with the buy.
Yeah.
It's crazy that they've gone into the new season and there's no new owners. Yeah. This is mental. This started in January, February, that they said they were selling, listening to bidders for the two groups.
Yeah.
So now talking, the Saudis now are looking, they're talking about West Ham as an option to buy. There was talk of Tottenham, but he's now, I think Levy's real estate. He's looking at building a big fuck off hotel next to the ground now. He's still building more and more stuff there. They got the racetrack that opens sometime this year.
Right.
So I don't think he'll sell. I don't think they will yet.
West Ham would do, wouldn't they?
Yeah, West Ham would. Yeah.
West Ham's ground, Grimsby played their playoff final there. It is terrible.
Is it?
Too far.
It is. The lack of atmosphere, the way it's set out, just it's a shithole.
It's a big number though, isn't it?
60,000.
Yeah, that's, but you're so far from the pitch.
Oh, right.
That's the problem.
You've got a running track that goes all the way around it. It's fucking awful. The facilities, the place, it's just a shithole. Shithole team, shithole ground. And they won that shithole cup thing as well. The Coca-Cola vase, or whatever it is.
They're still going about winning the World Cup in 66 as well, don't they?
And they have the cheek to say it's the West Ham way or no way. Yeah.
Rather no way, to be fair.
Yeah, I would rather that as well. Silver Mist, thank you very much for sharing live. $5, sucky sucky.
You're going to have such a tough time editing this. It's going to take you forever.
I can't take it out, and I? This is TikTok as well. So difficult doing it too, because I'm trying to keep up with the people coming in. Thank you very much. I mean, love you a long time.
So is that what you meant by the friendly versus sweaty at ham?
No, England.
Oh, this is what you were talking about.
Yeah, so England are playing tomorrow. Silver Mist, she's sharing it. Share it. Come on, everyone, share it. Do what Silver Mist is doing. Share it. Share the live. What do they say on live?
Tap the screen, everyone. Tap the screen.
I don't know. What am I supposed to be saying? Share and like, everyone. Is that what you say? Share and like? No, share and subscribe. Subscribe and like.
You can't subscribe to TikTok, can you?
Yeah.
No, you can't. You can follow.
You can subscribe. I think I've got a subscribe option.
Oh, I think you've got to pay for that. I wouldn't pay for that.
We've got 51 likes.
Is that good?
That's very good, yeah. Oh, we got more. Pa-pom, pa-pom. Thank you.
I'm going to get on then. Just start liking it.
Me love you long time. $5. Sucky, sucky.
No, thank you.
The other thing that was in the news was obviously the kiss. It's the Spanish kiss.
Oh, yeah.
So
do you know what? We did talk about this. Mm. It's just, it was in the press. It was everywhere. And I think if we'd have said something that was maybe contentious, or if we'd have said something a little bit wrong, I'd have felt we might have lost a few listeners. So I think I chose to keep that out. But the right things happened. And it's the fact that he's resigned.
He said it was consensual today on the radio.
He said it all along. Yeah. Right? Now, he's saying it was a spontaneous, in the moment, consensual, joyous moment, right? I'm not quoting his exact words, roundabout way. How can a man forcing a kiss onto a woman be consensual?
It was the way he grabbed her head
and held her head. And then kissed her. You just don't do that. And I think I said on the last podcast when we discussed this, what we've got to be careful and mindful of is in different countries, there's different greetings and different ways of doing things.
Different cultures. Yeah.
In Italy, when my son's girlfriend came, she just wanted to embrace. But in Italy, it's two kisses. One side, two kisses, the other side. And that's what you do. She didn't. She just came in for a cuddle, you know? You got to think that different people, different cultures, different ways. We can't judge. But what we would, you know, in this country, it wouldn't be accepted.
No. No, you'd have HR on your case pretty quickly after that.
Yeah, of course you would. But also it'd be a national outcry that you did that. Like, it's pretty much like it did in Spain. Yeah. And you had the manager who got sacked as well.
Yeah. Spanish,
right at the end, the Spanish women's manager. Sacked, he refused to go. Everyone else gave up their positions. They all walked away. And the manager, who was the alliance of Rubiales, stayed to the end. And then it was the new Spanish, where that Rubiales got suspended by FIFA, the new temporary guy turned around and went, "You sacked, gone." So instead of going, he's blotted his history, even though he's won the World Cup.
I haven't got many like Spanish friends. Do you reckon that's tainted the World Cup for them?
Of course it has.
Mm. Has it?
It's overshadowed it.
Yeah.
Who's talking about Spain's women beating England exactly, in the final? No. All they're talking about now is the kiss.
Yeah.
It's so sad that an occasion like that in this modern time is overshadowed by a man forcing himself on a woman.
Yeah.
As it appears anyway.
Everybody's talking about, you see some of the things they're saying, you know, oh, well, the girls were laughing about it after it happened. And
they were on the coach. She was showing everyone and they were going, the kiss. And she was embarrassed.
Yeah. Mm.
She was embarrassed by it.
Mm.
But no one had the right to kiss her.
No.
And that's where I struggled to know whether that was consensual.
When I saw it live, I generally thought, like, because you see it sometimes with players and like interviewers, they kiss the interviewer and then you find out it's their girlfriend or something like that. Yeah. I generally thought they were together. That was the only reason I thought they'd be kissing on like an occasion like this.
That his partner was playing for the women's team. Yeah. And that's the only way it would have been consensual
or
acceptable.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. But anyway, it's a difficult subject to get into because we weren't party to it. And we can only see what we see on the TV and what's reported as well. So
you are listening to the Morning Kickoff Footy Podcast.
1,100 likes.
Woo-hoo.
We're kind of like, thank you very much.
Plug it. Keep plugging it. That's what you got to do in these TikTok lives.
What have we got to do?
Say your name and
plug it. Dean Williams. Like,
yeah. And then they clip it and then they...
Jay from EastEnders.
Say something very controversial and then they send it out.
Does anyone know what a fanny blaster is? If anyone listens to the Morning Kickoff, you'd have heard us talking about a fanny blaster. Do you know what a fanny blaster is? And don't tell me it's the name for your dildo. Turner, stop it now. See that in the comments, Turner. Turner, it's not, you weirdo. Anyway, fanny blaster is what we use at football, and it's a device that does compression therapy of the muscles.
Yeah.
Muscles. And it's what I use, and it's what I've introduced to the Edside football team.
And it's on offer at the moment. Keep getting adverts through. It's on offer.
Yeah, what do you mean it's on offer?
It's on offer.
The fanny blaster's on offer. What do you mean it's on offer?
You can buy them.
You can buy one.
Fanny blasters, come on, lads. Join me in the fanny blaster crew. What do you mean it's on offer? Just a generic fanny blaster?
That particular gun.
Okay, so I use a Pulseo Elite. Right, okay, so TikTok, we have this thing, 8-a-side. Every good 8-a-side should have a social gathering after the game, and we call that 5 and drive. Use your own imagination as to why, but we call it 5 and drive. Now, cheers, Gazza. I've got to get onto that, and I keep trying to get onto that, Gazza. I will get onto green. So we're going to talk about 5 and drive now. In Chichester, shout out to the pub as well. It's called the Chai Inn.
No, it's
Shut
not.
Up.
No, it's not.
Shut up. Don't fucking give the location away, you twat. There's a Chai Inn, all right? Yeah. We don't say Chichester here, we say Chai Inn.
Only 4 of us, but it was, so Goodwood was on. So lots of nice people, nice attire. And then there's just 4 blokes walking into a pub. We probably smelt so bad as well, because it was so hot on Friday. Everyone was sweating buckets. And we turn up to the pub, everyone else was in a suit and it's just us and our football kits. Terrible. And everyone was looking at us as well, thinking, what the fuck is the riffraff doing in here?
Yeah, I've got to say, that the only thing that I don't like about the fact that we go to a different pub is when we're at the Chai Inn, we bowl in, go straight to the back in the garden, and
tucked
we fit
away.
In.
Yeah, yeah.
Fit in. And it's a good vibe.
Yeah.
Now we're kind of like going into the city centre, going into a place where people go on out.
It is out.
Out, no... and proper dressed up to go out. Yeah.
There's no nightclubs in Chichester. Anyone who doesn't know Chichester, there is no nightclubs. There's not a single nightclub in Chichester. They just have pubs that open till late.
Oh, is that where we drink then?
Yeah, that's where we drink now. So we are drinking in the nightclub. But yeah, carrying on. So yeah, so we get our drinks. It took us about 20 minutes to get our drinks as well.
Yeah, because it's rammed in there.
Yeah, it is.
That's right. I'm not going to give the place away, but
these
it's rammed in there.
Are pissed as anything. Some woman comes up to us. First of all, she started off the conversation slamming her charger into the wall right next to us. And Squid went, hang on. Calm down. And then she started talking to us like, I'm from London, this, that and the other. And then she turns out she's from Epsom, Surrey, not quite London. And then the accent starts toning down. Yeah. She's like, I was born in Epsom Hospital. And I went, same here, nothing special, love. And as good as like, I was in Epsom. And then suddenly all of her Epsom power went to nothing because they thought, they won't know where Epsom is. And Squid was funny as anything. Barking dog ears. me and Liam, so the rugby was on as well.
Yeah.
So that's why it was busy in there. So me and Liam are watching the rugby, and all we're just hearing is him and Soren going, ruff, ruff.
Why?
Can't tell you.
I watched Grimsby when I was travelling across from Calais to Dover, and I watched the whole game, and it was fantastic. Grimsby Town Football Club played for 89 minutes, just like they did when they came up for the Conference League. They were playing sublime football. Went 1-0 up, Danny Rose. Half-time, Mark Hughes completely changed it, changed tactics, and they came out fighting. Fair play to them. 15,000 season ticket holders filled their ground, and they've got schemes that they're doing to make sure that, their ground is packed. So fair play to Bradford. Looked a really good stadium. Looked a really good, decent turnout as well. Grimsby, 1,700 fans out there. Excellent support. Really good. Enjoyed it. So yeah, Grimsby, well done. Keep going. Proud Grimsby Town support to watch them play. Anyone who wants to contact the show, 0753 71 71 72 2. Text the show. Give a question to Gazza, question to Joel, question to me, Turner, Squidman. Text us what you like. As long as it's football related. Don't want none of that shit.
No pictures.
About Doris Daly, who's on the Tearaway podcast. I don't know shit about Doris Daly, about she sounds sexy and all that. Fucking pervert. Let me just quickly go on to... Here we go. We've got a question there for Gazza. Ross Werner, still playing for Havant, question mark?
Yes.
There you go.
Yes, and I know Ross very well, actually.
Oh, the fucking name dropper.
Sorry, but yes. Know him. Known him. Actually, I spoke to him quickly last week. Going to have a few beers with him.
Yeah.
Still in goal.
Oh, he's goalkeeper, Gazza said.
Yeah, it's been at all the shop.
Get sacked in the morning. Sacked in the morning.
He was at Charlton as well.
Was he?
Mm.
Ah.
Yeah.
So Sussex Bulldogs, which is Dom. They got their own chat group. I'm going to be honest, Dom. I was part of that separate chat group and I left because I felt it wasn't the right thing to do. I left it and I came back into the main group. All right, and I know I've been quiet recently. It's because Turner pissed me off on Saturday. But that's a different story. Cover that on another podcast, kids. They got their own chat group. I love it. Can someone give us the fucking fixtures for this weekend?
Yes. I've got them written down.
Go on, Gazza. Premier League first. So we're now going to talk about TikTok. Hello. We're now going to talk about the Premier League fixtures coming up. Gazza, go for it.
First game, we're going to have predictions while we go as well.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, so the first one is Wolves versus Liverpool.
Liverpool 3-0.
Yeah, I'm actually going to do that as well. Yeah, Liverpool 3-0.
1-3. Second match, we've got the mighty Fulham against the not quite so mighty Luton.
Fulham 3-0.
No, you won't score that many goals.
Why?
You've not got goals. Yeah, we've got Jimenez. We haven't scored a goal in...
No, but I think Raul Jimenez will come into it.
I think
this is the game that he's going to do. But listen, West Ham beat 3-1, wasn't it?
Yeah, they're like nearly top of the league.
So now you've got to look. Probably a 2-1.
I'm thinking, that's exactly what I was going to think. 2-1.
You're both going 2-1.
Yeah.
It's got a draw written all over it.
Yeah,
it really does.
I was going to say 2-1, but I can't have all three of us.
You can go for a 2-1.
Of course you can. We're all going 2-1. Dom, what are you saying? He's going Luton.
Shock.
Okay.
And Liverpool. He's going Liverpool and Luton.
Next game, we've got Spurs versus Sheffield United.
Spurs 5-1. Big, big score.
I'm going to say 2-0.
3-0.
Five. I want 5 goals for me.
West Ham, Man City.
Dom goes Spurs 3-0.
West Ham, Man City.
Man City 2-1.
I'm going to go Man City 3-0.
Nah, 2-1. 2-1.
I'm going to go 1-2 also. United, Brighton.
Brighton 3-1.
Oh, that's a good game there.
Yep, Brighton 3-1.
I'm going to go for a 2-all.
I'm going to go for a spunky United 2-1 win. I don't know why. Just Villa Palace.
Ooh.
Ball draw.
4-1.
0-0. Is Woy still in charge, John?
Woy Hoyson.
He is.
Good. Okay. Fair him off.
2-0.
Who are you going? 2-0?
Villa.
0-0, mate. Go on.
Newcastle, Brentford.
Oh, do you know what? That's such a difficult game because of the way Brentford play. Is it at Brentford?
For Killer.
No, Newcastle.
Killer's hard this week. You wouldn't have to worry about that, but Killer's hard this week.
Are you out, Killer Dean?
He's at the Met.
And that wraps everything up, lads. Thanks for coming today. That's no more from us at Sunday morning kickoff. We're done. We're fucking having it. We're just...
That's it.
Why did you have to bring up Killer? I smashed myself up about that on it on a podcast and say I'm out. Anyway.
I love it. He was the guy who was going, no, don't do the best picks at the start because otherwise Ian is going to get hard.
I had and you're out shit first. Result. Yeah, I was, and Brian put Brian fucking emailed all 90 of you and said, never mind, Dean.
And I love it how you brought in most of the people and now you're the first one out.
I bought 13 people on this round. I bought 7 on the last, on the one prior to that, and I bought in probably 16 people.
Yeah, so you've bought in like £360 to the pot.
I bought in a fair bit.
And you're going to get zero.
But I did win £680 2 years ago, so. And Desi's gone to the final as well.
Is Desi in this one? She is, isn't she?
Yeah. I don't know. She won't tell me what she's got.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she is.
So I've gone 3-1 Newcastle.
I'm going to go 2-1 Newcastle.
Dean? Not for Killer, so you're all right.
2-2.
2-2?
Yeah.
Bournemouth, Chelsea.
Do you know what?
1-1.
I've said this before. Chelsea, when they're bad, they're bad. And I just feel that right now, they could lose that 1-0. I just feel they could lose that 1-0.
Yeah, I agree.
You're going 1-0, yeah?
Yeah, to Bournemouth.
Yeah, they play some good. I'm going to go 1. I'm going to go Chelsea win. 2-1. Everton, Arsenal.
Arsenal 4-1 all day long. Arsenal, Everton are shit.
Yeah, they are shit.
Everton are shit.
I said at the start as well that they will struggle again this season.
I said they'd get demoted. And yeah. I know Cole Palin and Jasper are going to hate it, what I'm saying. But do you know what? I stick to what I say. You can't play that bad for the last two seasons, win on the final day, and not get relegated unless something a major overhaul. And I know you've both said to me, it's the board, you need this, you need that to change. I can't see Everton changing. I just don't think that Everton have done enough pre-season to bring in new players and to change things. So to me, it's going to be Everton are going to pick up probably 22, 26 points for the season.
Do you think Sean will last the whole way? I don't think he will.
I think Sean Dyche. I think they'll change Sean Dyche if it stays the way it is now. And at Christmas, they're still
out the door.
Yeah, they'll have to change it because I just don't think Sean Dyche. I don't think he's got it in him to take Everton. And it's not a knock against Sean Dyche because at the time I thought Sean Dyche was a good fit, but I didn't realise how bad Everton are being run right now.
Yeah,
and my pals Jasper and Cole Palin all to say the same. So it's not a dig at the club itself.
Great
it's
club.
A dig. Yeah, it's a fantastic
great club. Fans.
Yeah. Not tin pot, as Turner says.
No, they actually are.
Yeah.
They had some backing. Well, they've got backing, but proper backing, proper structure.
Well, someone's just written Everton are a joke football club.
Who's that?
Oh, fuck. Who's written that? I ain't got my glasses on.
I don't know who that is.
Mr. Solomon's watching you.
T. Ray. Mr. Solomon's on there.
Hello, Mr. Maguire. Oily Maguire. How you doing, fella?
Joel, what's your prediction for the Everton-Arsenal game?
I'm going to go 2-0.
That's what I went for.
2-0, 5-1 Arsenal.
Yeah, I think Arsenal, Everton
need to get Calvert-Lewin back, don't they? They need to get him back. Dele Alli's back training.
It doesn't make a difference.
As soon as he gets near a crowd, he's going to break down crying and he's fucking been touched by someone or something.
on to the next game.
So the last game then is Forest versus Burnley.
Boring. Is that a Monday night football?
It probably is, actually.
Oh, what a bad night.
Right, you two, Forest Burnley.
Forest to win 2-0.
Difficult one, that one, isn't it? Difficult.
Bad night football.
It is, if you've got to watch that shit.
Yeah.
And if you're left with that in Killer, fuck me, how do you decide? Because you've got to win.
Forest, I'm
draw.
Now. Yeah.
Draw.
Score. 0-0, 1-1, 2-2, 7-0.
0-0. I don't see much.
Sums up the night, really.
I don't see much in that.
What are you going for?
I went 2-0 Forest.
And that's the little roundup.
Are we doing any other leagues or just the Premier League?
No, can you do the top five and the bottom five of Champ 1 and 2?
Are you getting that up, Joe?
Yeah, I can get that. Tables. Premier League, we have at the top, shock, Manchester City.
What's Man City's score? What's the points?
They're on 12 points, and they've won 4 games out of 4, 9 goal difference.
And is Arsenal second?
No, Tottenham are second on 10 points.
Where's West Ham then? I thought they were.
Yeah, so it goes Liverpool then on 10 points, West Ham on 10 points, Arsenal are on 10 points.
All right, okay.
So that's quite tight. Five.
What's at the bottom?
The bottom five, you've got dead bottom on 0 points.
Luton.
Burnley. With a minus 8. Only played 3 games. Same as Luton. Luton have also only played 3 games. Minus 7 on 0 points. Then you've got Everton in 18th with 1 point. You've got Sheffield United with 1 point. Bournemouth with 2 points. And Wolves with 3 points. All people that we kind of expected to be down there at the bottom.
Yeah, I think we pretty much called that.
Yeah.
Championship. This is going to be a Ipswich, Huddersfield.
Preston.
Preston North End.
Preston are top. They've got 4 wins and 1 draw on 13 points. Ipswich are second, 12. Leicester are on 12. Birmingham are on 11. And Norwich are on 10 points.
Southampton are struggling.
Southampton are on 7th. On 10 points as well, but they've got a minus 2 goal difference. They're one of the only ones with a minus 2 in the top 12.
Didn't Sunderland smack them 5-0?
5-0,
was it?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Last couple of games have struggled. What's the bottom of Champ?
Shock, Middlesbrough.
They played terrible. Yeah. I think that was one of the tips to go up this season. They played terrible.
Yeah, they lost, as I said before, I think they lost 4 of their top goal scorers from last season. It was about 50 goals between them.
So. Which, if you haven't got a goal scorer, you're not going to sustain anything, are you?
So Middlesbrough bottom of 1 point, Sheffield Wednesday on 1 point, Swansea City on 2 points, Huddersfield on 4, and Rotherham on 4 points.
Wow. So, next league, Div 1?
You do 1, I'll do 2, yeah.
League One, we have got at top. Who do you reckon?
Was it
Portsmouth?
Not Exeter, is it?
Stevenage.
Stevenage
are on 14 points. Bolton are second with 13. Exeter, followed by Port Vale and Portsmouth.
Yeah.
Are Portsmouth the only unbeaten team in that league, aren't they?
Yeah. 3 games they've won.
Well, they've drawn as well.
And 3 games they drew.
I think their manager, has he been on some real long unbeaten run from the end of last season until this beginning of this season?
Oh, right. Yeah. And then at the very bottom, you've got Cheltenham at bottom with 1 point, Fleetwood with 1 point, Burton with 2 points, Wigan with 2 points, and Reading with 5. Wasn't Reading the one with minus 5?
No, Wigan, minus 5.
So they're not doing too badly. They would be on 7 points, which would be still 15th.
Well, I think Wigan, they won their first. They got out of minors really quickly, didn't they?
Yeah.
And then since they got out, I think they lost 2 games on the trot or something ridiculous. It's really
they've restarted it and then not got forward. And then you'll do League Two.
I can't get into it.
I'll do League Two.
Okay.
League Two, we've got Top Gillingham, then Notts afterwards, Mansfield Town, MK Dons, and Swindon. And then at the very bottom, we've got Doncaster.
Good.
Sutton United.
Good.
Tranmere.
Good.
Harrogate.
Good.
Colchester.
Good. I lived in Colchester as well, Army Garrison. Shout out to Paul Sterling again. Probably been arrested in and around that area.
Yeah. And that is the roundup of all the leagues.
Good, good, good. Are we going to do any fixtures for Champs? Who's Grimsby playing next week?
Fixtures for Grimsby is... doesn't even say.
Is there any midweek? We got any games playing Tuesday, Wednesday?
Oh, you're playing Wrexham.
Oh, yeah.
3 o'clock kickoff.
Yeah.
On Saturday.
Yeah. Nice. Grimsby to win that.
No way.
Where's that at? Wrexham or Grimsby?
At Wrexham.
At Wrexham.
It doesn't really make
Grimsby
a difference.
Grimsby to win that.
How many fans are you allowed in Wrexham?
I don't know what the allocation is. I've not looked at the club news.
It'll be like a few hundred.
If they're doing it the same as last year, it'll be 400.
Yeah. So you're still out seeing most of them anyway.
Look, Grimsby are fantastic. Great support. Fish.
Yeah, Wrexham. Wrexham versus Fish. Grimsby. I'll be tuning into that one for sure.
Fish. Yeah, that should be a good game.
Fish.
We'll we got in the Championship? So obviously, yeah, the big game Friday night is Southampton Leicester.
Leicester to win.
Yeah, Leicester definitely to win.
Yeah.
Is it, are things that the
I think they lost their last game, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah. It's the old Man City assistant manager that's the manager there now.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Good coach. So they got Southampton versus Leicester, and then Hull, who actually are at the top end of the table this year. They're playing well. Coventry.
I think they beat Leicester, didn't they?
Yeah, and I think the one Turner's looking for is Sunday is Millwall Leeds.
That's going to be a dirty game. That's going to be such a dirty game. Millwall and Leeds, like Millwall and Birmingham, just dirty games.
Oh, and the other one, Cardiff Swansea.
Yeah, Derby.
Yeah. Proper good games in this week.
Yeah. Good game.
Good games.
Nice. Good game.
See, he won't know Bruce Forsyth. He will not know Bruce. Jay from EastEnd. Have you never heard of Bruce Forsyth?
I probably know him.
Good game.
Bruce.
Do you want to go higher or lower? Good game.
Nice to see ya.
To see you, nice. Good game.
What's his name?
Bruce Forsyth. Yeah, Don't be fucking Googling Bruce Forsyth.
Oh, my days.
Fuck me.
Wasn't he on Strictly or something?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he's not on it. He hosted it before he fucking joined Gary in the ground.
He's my neighbour.
Right, I'm going to wrap this up. I have been your host, Dean Williams, and I've been joined by my friends and hosts to Jay from EastEnders and One Foot in the Grave, Richard Wilson. Please join us again next week. And that's it, lads. That's a wrap. Thank you very much. It's been great. Oh, Trauma, you've just joined. That's the end, mate.
Fuck off.
Cheers, everyone.
Toodaloo.
We're off.
Bye.
This episode has just ended, but we know you'll be back to listen to more conversations. So make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episode. Thank you for listening.
About Chichester, the Sainsbury's roundabout.
For like his name, Dave. Is it Dave?
My name is Dave.
Sure.
All right, and I like craft beer. I like Spitfire and Bombardier.
Fuck. With the boing boing. A bungee, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was the world's largest budgie. Mm. A budgie?
Budgie.
Sorry.
So a big budgie.
Yeah, a budgie. Sorry, I'm trying to do TikTok and I'm trying to do the fucking podcast show as well. A bungee joke. Joke. Fucking hell.
Joke.
Do you know what? It's having Joel in the room, innit? Yeah. Once Joel goes, everyone fucking goes to shit. It's all started. I ain't done live for ages. Fucking ages.
Never done one.
No, not me.
You wouldn't have no clue.
That's a good start. That's a great start for a live feed. Dino smacks himself in the face.
This is like the person that beat you up in Southampton.
That was a lesbian.
We need to save this one.
I mean, did you just feel that?
Mm-hmm.
That earthquake then?
Have I seen the earthquake?
No, have you just felt that?
No. Well, I'm sure we just had a 0.4 earthquake.
He's probably farted or something.
He probably has, actually.
My name's Dean Williams. Welcome to the Morning Kickoff. With me today, that was shit.
That was
fucking
good.
That was shit.
Actually, you're right. It was shit.
Right. Do it again. Here we go. Mummy, love you. Have a great day. Oh my God. Mum's sending loads of messages. No, Mum, what are you doing? Fucking no. Have I got a drink? Is that Fanta there?
No, you left it on the side.
Oh, fuck me.
Can you grab it?
Can you? That'd be great. Cheers, Joel. Do you want to do us a cup of tea as well?
No,
a couple of espressos. Hello, TikTok. Anyone got any questions for me while we're taking a break? This is what happens when you do live recordings. That's my runner, Jay from EastEnders.
The ginger one.
Ginger one. Ginger bollocks. Jay.
To be fair, it's actually funny you should say that because Lucas, my son.
He doesn't know you're his dad or he watches EastEnders and goes, Daddy.
No, he's proper ginger. And we couldn't figure it out.
It's you. You're the ginger gene. You're ginger and your son's ginger.
Sinead's auburn. I think that's what...
So what are you, strawberry fucking blonde?
No, Lucas is proper strawberry blonde. That's what I used to look like as a kid.
That's blonde.
Yeah, blonde.
Yeah, but you know you're Ginger, Jay.
Ginger.
You are Ginger. You are Ginger. Gazza.
I would say I got the same colour hair as you.
I am brown with a tinge of grey.
Same.
Salt and pepper. What did you call it, Gazza, at your age? Salt and pepper?
Yeah. Lack of.
Lack of. Wash and fuck off.